to that subject. Oh. Do you want to do the one? If you don't mind. Sorry, we'll go ahead.
Okay.
Well, in that case, we should switch up.
After a rather lengthy break, we're continuing. We left off on our Beza Manalach from the Sechta Brochus. Last time we spoke about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and we had a rather lengthy discussion about the fact that the fundamental dispute between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon in three different places on the Beis Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Elazar says that this end of Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is 10 o'clock at night, Sof HaShemur Rishona, as well as the two machlokes on Daf, in the next Mishnah, on Daf Ches, Daf Tes, where the Gemara discusses the Tes and the Beis actually, where the Gemara discusses the early time for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, as well as the latest time of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. There's again two more disputes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, just to refresh your memory. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's Bentcheles Lekarsi, and according to Rabbanan, it's Bentcheles Lelavan. And the end, according to Rabbi Elazar, is sunrise, and according to Rabbanan, Rabbi Shua, who's the majority view, at Shalosh Shahos. A major yesod from last time was that the fundamental dispute whether the Ramban is right or wrong. Ramban's Chiddush was that although normally if we darshan psuk according to the majority, so the B'shach B'chov and Komecha should depend upon when the majority go up, get up, the majority go to sleep. Here's an exception. B'shach B'cha Uv Komecha is a singular. And he gives us an example of this, where you find that this should be singular referring to a particular individual. You find in the Sugya of Osik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, you find a similar idea, where we find that there is, take a look for example, on Daf Yud Aleph and Mad Aleph, the top layer, 8 lines down, he's talking about a particular individual to exclude others. So too, according to the view of the Ramban, the words b'shach b'cho v'kumecha mean you, and we don't have to follow the majority. A minority, a significant minority, would suffice. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says, no, we darshan here like we always darshan. We follow the majority. So therefore, all three things follow. Assuming that b'shach b'cho, which is we don't pass him this way, b'shach b'cho means when you're going to sleep, instead of when you are asleep, would mean, if that's what it means, which is the opinion of the Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, according to the first understanding of Rabbi Gamliel's children, just to refresh your memories, then according to the Rabbanan would be until 12 o'clock. Because some guys stay up until 12, and the Tzimtzum says the Talmid HaChachamim stay up until 12. He doesn't know about you guys administrators, they're also up until 12, doing your hard work. The average person...
The Talmid HaChachamim administrators.
Oh, the Kaviyah, you stay up 12 o'clock on two scores.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, this is a pre-Thomas Edison. It got dark and there's nothing to do. Let's see what Talmud Chacham. There's no nightlife. So the average person goes to sleep at 10. That's Rabbi Elazar's view. And according to the Rabban, and according to Rabbi Gamliel's children's first understanding, they'll go until 12 because people would stay up later, a minority of people. So too, the most simple understanding. When is Man Kriya Shema Shel Shachris over? So, as we mentioned last time, fortunately for us, we pass Negev Yeshua. It's still 3 hours because B'nai Malachim sleep till 3 hours. Who b'nei malach? It's a minority. So we follow the minority. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Anei tzachama, because the majority get up by sunrise. That's what it was. That was it. Sunrise to get up. What about this blue and white and blue and green? So we explained that the Ramban told us that blue and white is called Mishayakir. That's when the majority get up. So this is obviously a continuum. There has to be a tipping point somewhere. Till now the majority are asleep. Till now the majority are up. That tipping point is Mishayakir and Tcheles Lelova. Therefore, according to Rabban, that's the time when we should say Kriya Shema. Because we always, Rabban, right? Kol echad chila b'zman deruba karina leit. We should try to ideally to follow the majority. That's only Mishayakav and Tcheles Lelov. Okay, fine. Rabbi Elazar says, you know, it's very nice to be such a knaka. That's the second Mishayakav and Tcheles Lelov to say Kriya Shema. What is your off by a minute? You say, 1 minute too early. You're not Yotze, according to me, because you have to follow the majority, even the Yikuva. So I'm going to build in a buffer zone. Wait a few minutes longer. Mishayakav and Tcheles Lekarsi. Blue and green, take a few extra minutes. In case you make a mistake, you still have that cushion back to Mishayakav and Tcheles Lelovim. Rabbanan don't need that cushion. According to them, you follow the minority. The minority got up from Alos and Shachar. You all see from that time. That was our shiur from last time, just to refresh your memory. It's been a few weeks. So now, having said this, we have to tackle a very problematic question, which is the very first Mishnah in Shas was ignored by Klal Yisrael. The first line in Shas. First line, before you get to the first mission, the first line. Me'ema saikor neshma ba'arvin, mishosh ha'gohanem nechnosim lechol b'tshumasim. That's the one we did not discuss last time. We discussed the end of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the beginning of Shel Shachris, and the end of Shel Shachris. We did not discuss the beginning of Arvis, the very first one. Comes Rashi and said, our holy Rebbe Rashi, we don't do this anymore. What's going on? We don't do this anymore. Why? It's a very strange thing. So Rashi says as follows. As Rashi will be on the fourth narrow line. Im kein lama koron also be beis haknesses. They would say Kriya Shema and Shul early, before the Zman. Okay, lama b'tfilim etof divrei Torah. Quote Yerushalmi. Ulaficha chol ba'aleinu lekrosim mishatech shach. Because what you said in the Shul doesn't count. It's too early. Well, the Kriyash Parsha Rishona Sha'adam Kori Al Mitaso Yatza. A remarkable Rashi. Rashi, we blow it. The very first halacha and shas that was supposed to say Kriyashma after the stars come out, we don't do it. The minute Yisrael was to say Kriyashma early, before the stars came out. So what puts against the Mishnah? Have no fear. Have no fear. When we have no fear, everyone says Kriyashma Lamita. It's a Gemara. Enough, hey, can't say Kriyashma Lamita. So Yatza with that. So the first Tosfos and Shas is devoted exclusively to this topic. So let's try to tackle it right now. Tosfos begins by quoting Rashi. And he has four...
That's a good idea.
What's the matter? Get some more Gemaras.
No, I have another way to do it.
There are plenty of Gemaras. He's going based Medrash. The old-fashioned way. Tosfos has no less than four questions against Rashi. Tema leperusha. Valo ein ha'olam regilin likro samach l'shchiva el ha'parsha rishona. Hey, if Rashi is right, then we do in Shul doesn't count because it's too early. And we all know that Shema really is what? Three Parshios. How come you don't say all three Parshios, Alamita? That's a very obvious question.
When Rashi says, Ulficha chova aleinu likros mishatech shach.
Right.
Is that that's after it says?
Right.
But that's separate than Kriya's
We kill two birds with one stone. We have an obligation to say Shema after it gets dark because our first Shema Shul was too early. Nu, how do you do it? We kill two birds with one stone. Okay. We all say Kriya Shema Lamita anyway. That Kriya Shema will count for two things. It will count for Kriya Shema Lamita, which is an independent obligation no matter when we daven Maariv. And it's also going to count, we'll double dip. It will also count for the fulfillment of the Kriya Shema Daraisa because we said it in Shul too early. Double dipping. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, what kind of double dip? If you want to say Shema properly, you got to say all three parshas. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Shema Lamita is only one parsha. That's a tremendous kasha. Okay, let's first see the four kasha. We'll try to answer them. Next kasha. V'yod kasha. T'tzorech levorech b'kriyas Shema. Shtayim lefaneha. U'shtayim lachareha. B'arvis. We all know it's the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on, you have to have Kriyas Shema shel Arvis. You have to have two brachas before and two brachas after. So Mishnah of Yud Aleph, Amun Aleph on the bottom. B'shachem v'varach shtayim lefaneh v'achas l'achareh. U'v'erev v'varach shtayim lefaneh shtayim l'achareh. We don't do it. Because what we do at night, this is people who have hard, can't see too well. This is terrific. Bigger print. So we don't do it because we're saying the shtayim lefaneh and the shtayim l'achareh when? We're doing it in the early Shema, in Shul, but it's before the Zman. Whereas the real Shema, which takes place alamita, there's no shtayim lefaneh, there's no shtayim lacharei, there's nothing. That's question number two against Rashi. Question number three. The old Sakriya Shema of Samach Lamita, Ein Ol B'Shulam HaZikin, the Mount Def Hei, and Talmud Chacham Wein Otzarech. So how can you say that the Kriya Shema Lamita is the way all of Klal Yisrael fulfills Kriya Shema? That's only for side purpose, to get rid of the Mazikin. Question number four, the final question. The old question. The Imkain, if Rashi is correct, it ends up, Paskinan, we in effect are following, Kravishua ben Levi the Omar, and Avdala ben Beis, Tfilos be'emtza tikna, Pirish, be'emtza ben Shnei Kriyashma, ben Kriyashma shal Shachris, u ben Kriyashma shal Arbis, right? Because you have Kriyashma shal Shachris before Shmona Sri Shachris. And in effect, the real Kriyashma shal Arbis is when you're going to sleep at night. You already davened Maariv 3 hours ago, 5 hours ago. So it's in a sandwich. Shema, Shmona Esrei, Shmona Esrei, Shema. That's Rabbi Shulman Levi's view. But Vanan kam Rabbi Yochanan, who says in Avdalit, Eze ben Olam Abba, Zasomech Gula shal Arbis l'tfila. So we have Shema, Shmona Esrei, Shema, Shmona Esrei. So, but according to Rashi's opinion, we're not really doing it. Because it's Shema, Shmona Esrei, Shmona Esrei, Shema. And the Shema and Maariv is just a bluff. That we daven Maariv and Shul. It's just Lamad between the Divrei Torah. These are four very, very powerful kashas that Tosfos yes against Rashi.
Why is the last one a problem? We're still saying the Ulu before Tefillah, regardless of whether it's a real Shema.
Very good question. Excellent question. So Tosfos is working with an assumption that the Ulu of the Tefillah doesn't just mean the words Goal Yisro. If that would be the case, they'd have no kasha. You're right. But the fact that the Rabbi, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues with Rabbi Yochanan, so what does he say? He says Tfilos be'emtza tikno. He's referring to Shema. Why is he discussing Shema? It's a question of Gal Yisrael. So apparently, Gal Yisrael is not an independent entity. Gal Yisrael is the conclusion of Kriyishma, of Birchas Kriyishma. So therefore, if you're going to say Shema Shmona Esrei Shema Tfilos be'emtza tikno, that's the opposite of Gula the Tfilah. Why is it the opposite? Say Gal Yisrael, admire, and Shmona Esrei, and say Kriyishma later on. What's the problem? The answer is that doesn't mean Gal Yisrael as such is meaningless. Well, it's not meaningless. It's somewhat not meaningful enough. It has to be Kriyishma and Gal Yisrael together. It's one unit called Gula. And that's the real Kriyishma, and here it's only the fake Kriyishma. That's Tosa's fourth kash. The Tosa has four very powerful questions against Rashi. Okay, so now...
Okay, but what's really the difference between his first and his fourth question?
Okay, very good question. What's the first question? The first question is that we only say the first parash of Shema...
You're not doing all three by...
At night. That's a Kriyishma problem. Even if there'd be no such animal as Smichas Gula Tefillah, it'd be a problem. The fourth question is that we're really not doing Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's how Tosa's really... They don't phrase it that way. That's what they're really driving at.
Okay.
Two different questions. One is the Raisa question, really. Smichas Gula Tefillah is the Rabbanan question. The whole Tefillah is the Rabbanan. It's a Rabbanan question, right? So this is the issue. There are four powerful questions against Rashi. So I'll leave the Olam with the majority vote here. Take a vote. We have two choices which way to go. Should we try to answer Rashi first, or should we try to go to see what Tosafot says first? What do you prefer? Anyone has a vote?
Rashi. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any majority vote? Okay. So we'll talk about Rashi first, and we'll have a chance to get to Tosafot later. Okay. So let's take the first kash against Rashi. First kash against Rashi is, what are you talking about? You have to take three parshas. This leads us into a whole different discussion, which is, wait a minute, how much of Kriyishma is Doraisa, and how much of Kriyishma is really Kriyishma? The two separate or related issues. So, how much of Kriyishma is Doraisa? There are actually four opinions in Rishonim as to how much of Kriyishma is Doraisa. Four, no less than four. Okay, so I would go into the text, but not everyone has to. We have to bring more Gemaras next time. Okay. So it's okay. Let's just give it outside. And next time I'll try to show you, as we call it, inside in the text to see what's going on. So the Ramban says that only one pasuk is Doraisa. It's the Ramban, not in the Masechta Brachos, it's the Ramban and the Milchamas and the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And the Sukkah of Mitzvah, Shrichas Kavanah. Has to do with the second parak. Let's turn just to give a little bit over that. You give them an out. Let's get a little bit of an overview as to what this is all about. And if you give them an aleph, the Gemara says that Hayakarav the Mishnah, Hayakarav the Torah, Vigiyas Man HaMikram, Kivaliba Yotza, says the Gemara, Shema Man HaMitzvah Strichas Kavon. Right? He says in Kivaliba, you have to Mitzvah Strichas Kavon. So on that, those words, is this whole discussion. Does that mean Strichas Kavon, the general rule of Mitzvah Strichas Kavon? That implies that there's no other kavanah whatsoever with respect to Kriyishma. Many, if not most, Rishonim disagree. Say Kriyishma has to have kavanah, kabbalah, sol, machal, shamayim. You have to what the words mean. But the simple pshat is gemara. There's no other kavanah. Because shema and mitzvah shirah is kavanah. Right, what's the proof? The proof is obviously from the fact that he says if vigiyas v'na mikra v'kivin libo. So the Ramban says in Shemeshah that it couldn't possibly be any additional level of kavanah. Because if there would be, highest information between Shrichas Kavanah in general, it's only a local din by Kriyishma. That's what Ramban says. The Rashba, his Talmud, disagrees very strongly. No, everyone knows Kriyishma have to have Kavanah's Kabbalah, so Machal Shamayim, you have to have Kavanah for know what the words mean. No, what's mean Shema and Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah? Says Rashba like this. Hoya Kor B'Torah begins by making Kivein Liba Yotze means the entirety of Kriyishma. The entirety of Kriyishma, the only kavanah which is necessary, if at all, is the general rule of mitzvah shrichas kavanah. Like any other mitzvah, the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of shofar, you have to have kavanah. This special kavanah, which I am concerned with, is limited to the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If you know what the words mean, you have to mekabel machal shamayim. Here, no distinctions made between the first pasuk and the rest. That's what Rashba says. How the Ramban, after Ramban came first, Ramban anticipated this refutation. He says, those who think this are all wrong. Told dead wrong. You know why? Because the Ramban says the entirety of Kriyishma is only one pasuk. There is nothing beyond one pasuk. All of Shema is only one pasuk. Okay, praise the Gemara. You'd give them the base. The Gemara, you'd give them the base. Two things. Tan Rabbanan, the first wide line. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ad Tan Shirah's Kavanah Salev. That's it. It's only one. The whole Kriyishma is only one pasuk. More than that, the end of those middle sized wide lines, Tana Rabbana, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakein Hashem Echad, Zu Kriyashma Shav Yudah Anasi. You want to say one pasuk? One pasuk. There was a story about Rebbe. He said, you never said Kriyashma. No, you missed it. B'shah Shemavi Yodav Alponav Mekabal Av Olmach HaShemayim. So in the middle of a Shia, you go like this. And that's when he said Shema. One pasuk. So Ramat says, the whole Kriyashma, only one pasuk. We have three parshas. That's only tefillah. That's tefillah. Like Oleinu L'Shamech is tefillah, and Ashrei Shemesech is tefillah. That's also tefillah. It's not even called Kriyashma at all. So Ramban is a double chiddush. He says, number one, that Kriyashma d'Oraisa is limited to one pasuk, and even Kriyashma d'Rabbanan is limited to one pasuk. The three parshas is only tefillah. Obviously, if Rashi holds like the Ramban, this whole question number one disappears. What's question number one? Question number one is, Im Kain Shalosh Parshas. No, those three parshas is not Kriyashma, not d'Oraisa, not the Rabbanan. It's nothing. You don't have to be as radical as the Ramban. You can be less radical in two different ways. You can say that, I'm sorry, what's that?
Rashi says Parsha Rishon.
Oh, so you could say, as I said, less radical than Ramban. The entire first Parsha is Doraisa, which is a sheet which many attribute to Rashi. You can't tell from Rashi. Rashi says, Uva Parsha Rishona, that we say Alamita, so then we Yotze. Doesn't mean you need every last Pasuk. Could be you read the whole Parsha, which is because of Mazikin, and with the first Pasuk of that Parsha, it's enough to be Yotze. So Rashi can't tell if he agrees with the Ramban or doesn't agree with the Ramban. That's one way Rashi can be less radical. The whole first Parsha is Doraisa, which is another view attributed to Rashi, but others say it explicitly. Or we could say that Rashi agrees that the next two Parshias of Vayom Shema Vayom are considered to be Kriyashma. If they're considered to be Kriyashma, then how come you can get away with by saying it early? You have to say that the Kriyashma D'Oraisa as an independent mitzvah, and the Kriyashma D'Rabbanan, which would be the second and third parashas, is subsumed under the category of tefillah. We consider Kriyashma, even though D'Oraisa Kriyashma is one parasha. You might have thought all three parashas are considered to be Kriyashma D'Rabbanan. Sort of yes, but they're considered part of tefillah, and therefore you can say it in Zman tefillah. They don't require Zman Kriyashma. So we can say like the Ramban, but even de-radicalized in one of two or two of two ways to answer Rashi. The Ramban is the most radical. Okay, let's view. Yeah. So Ramban says one parasha, one pasuk is the entirety of Shema. Rashi, let's assume to make it less radical, holds the entire first parasha of Shema, that we can't take for sure, to the first parasha of Shema. We'll still answer the first question. And just for your information, Rabbeinu Yonah says the first two parashas of Shema. Exclude the third. What's the third parasha all about? Who? It's in the tribes, an independent mitzvah, none do it Shema. And the Rambam says all three parshas are Doraisa. All three.
The Marsha.
What Marsha? So the same thing? Could be your head of me, I don't know. I know the Rambam says all three parshas are Doraisa.
I have to check, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Okay, if you tell me the Marsha, you let me know what the Marsha says.
There's going to be some Gula the Tefillah that's Shema is Tefillah or Shema is Kabbalah
Sumas? That's another good question. Which Shema is necessary for Smichas Gula Tefillah, right? They was anticipating the answer to the fourth question. What was the fourth question? The fourth question was, we pass and you need Smichas Gula Tefillah. So the answer might be, so the question was, what do you mean? You said Gula Yisrael, what do I answer you? You need Kriyashma. So the answer Levi says, answering this, the fourth question, similar to our suggested answer to the first question, yes, you need Shema. But the Shema that you need for Smichas Gula Tefillah is a tefillah dikashma, Rashi will answer. And the tefillah dikashma can be done in Zman tefillah, even though it's before Zman Kriyashma technically. That would be a possible, and Tosu would disagree. That'd be a fundamental machlok, because we're seeing this develop over here. What's pshat in tefillah's gula tefillah? According to Rashi, it's halacha in tefillah. Sure, you need Kriyashma, but it's only the tefillah dikashma. And you get an impression from Tosis that smichas gula tefillah is a din in Kriyashma, and a din in the gula. You have to have the most appropriate gula, which is the Kriyashma D'Oraisa. We'll count this at length when we get with Hashem's help to the Abdallah and Beis. That's where the discussion really is found. I don't want to go too far ahead in that discussion. You are correct. So thanks to you, Levi. We took care now of the first kasha against Rashi. We in effect took care, at least temporarily, of the fourth kasha. We'll get more rias to all these two. Okay, now we have two questions left. What's the second question? Yeah.
Where does Rashi get this makor that it's the first parsha? The Ramban has makor and Tosus and the Rambam have makor for all three, but how does Rashi get to pick?
Very good question. It's an excellent question. Where do you find that only the first parsha there is? It's a simple answer. What's the source of Kriyashma? What's the pasuk say? What does that say? That's the source.
The
very good. That's in the first parsha. So that's the first parsha, the rice. No? You get a good question, you get your own answer. Okay? Good. So we'll have two questions which are unanswered of Shitas Rashi.
When Rashi says, De'lam would be tefillah mitoch divrei Torah,
right.
Is that different than being so mekul?
Another question. The Meiri suggests that De'lam would be tefillah mitoch divrei Torah is exactly Sefiras Gula tefillah. It's Hainu Hach. I'm not sure if Rashi agrees to that. Could be.
Based on what is he saying?
I don't want to say for sure Rashi agrees with that, but the question would be, how would Rashi answer the Tosfos Kasha? So Rashi might say that it means Sefiras Gula Tefillah. Rashi may disagree and say, like you said, that Gula Tefillah just with the Gaul Yisrael. Forget Krishma. Rashi has a number of ways out of the fourth question. Fourth is in some ways the weakest of all the questions. The first two are very powerful. So what we took care of with the Chiddush, the Rashi held on to the first pasuk, the first pasuk is the Raisa, and that's enough to say that during Zman Krishma. The rest of the two parts either not Shema at all, called the Rabban, or if they are, they're Tefillah de Gishma. Shema b'Torah, Tefillah, Zman Tefillah would suffice. We still have two major questions left. Next question. The old question. The Tzarech Levarech B'Kriya Shema, Shtayim Lefaneo, U'Shtayim Lacharei Ba'aretz. That's a very, very strong question. We don't do it. We're doing those the two brachas before the Shema and Ma'ariv time, not before the Shema Lamita. However, we can answer with the same Yisod. Why do you require these two brachas, two before and two after? It's not a brachas mitzvah. You don't say a shekel shema b'sasav etzvanu dekosh shema. No, these brachas are me'ein hashema. They're about the shema. Right? What are they doing here? So may I make the following suggestion? The role of these brachas is precisely to be the setting, like I have a diamond and a setting, you know? So the Krishna is the diamond, and the setting is the brachas before and after, to set Shema in the context of Tefillah. What makes Kriya Shema a part of Tefillah is the fact that it's connected to the Tefillah through the Birchas Kriya Shema. But the Birchas Kriya Shema are brachas. They're not just tanta, they're brachas. And these brachas, the two before and one after in the morning, the two before and the two after in the evening, they link together Shema with the Tefillah. And therefore the Shema that requires the two brachas before and after is not the independent mitzvah Shema d'Oraisa, but to the contrary. What is it? It is the rabbinical din of Shema b'Drabbanan b'Torah's Tefillah. And it's exactly why you can fulfill the two before and two after in that rabbinical Shema, which is part of Tefillah, which we can fulfill in Zman Tefillah, even before Shah Shekohan Nechnos Nechel Ruchumos. So in effect, the same answer we gave to the first question of Tosfos against Rashi, when we made it more elaborate, we could have just said, okay, the first parsha is the Raisa, and we're not worried about the second, the rest is only, it's not Shema at all, the Ramban. We said, no, even if the remainder of Shema is still called Shema, but it's a Shema which the Chazal gave Shema b'Torah's Tefillah. The Chazal superimposed the status of Tefillah upon Krishma. So you have Krishma, the Raisa, the freestanding mitzvah, that's only the first parsha. First parsha. When the Rabbanan introduced the next two parshas and said, we're going to call this Krishma, all three parshas, yes. But we're going to call it Krishma, not as an independent mitzvah, but as a chelik of tefillah, as a part of tefillah. And therefore, two things are going to result. Namely, one, you can say it in Zman tefillah. Right? And number two, the two before and two after relate to that Shema, the tefillah dik Shema, not to the independent Shema, which has to place after the stars.
What generates the requirement that Kriya Shema als tefillah, as opposed to any other aspect of tefillah, needs the setting, as you described.
I'll explain to you why. It makes sense to me. Because Kriya Shema is really just a parsha in the middle of nowhere. What does it have to do with Shemoneh Esrei? Shemoneh Esrei is all brachas, 18 brachas, 19 brachas. In order to fit it into the scheme of things, it makes sense to surround it with brachas. So you have brachas here, brachas there. It's all one big continuum. You have Smichas Gula Tefillah, which is also linked to that. It's one continuum from Mayol Seror, Amarav Aravim, all the way into Avorah Samei Seror Bashar. It's one big thing. Whereas he's had an independent, freestanding parsha from Chumash. Those are biblical verses. Here are rabbinical blessings. Lo Korov Zel Zeh. So by embedding the Shema in a setting of brachas, you're giving it a better opportunity to be linked up with the Shemoneh Esrei itself. That's how Chazal Matakat could have been Matakat differently, and I'm not doubting it. But that made more sense to them. So this answers the third kasha.
Wait, so yeah. So we're saying that Lufi Rashi setting Shema with Hamapiel is sufficient? Is that
no, forget Hamapiel.
So how do we accomplish the setting
We accomplish a setting by davening Maariv early, as we do today. Right? You're going to have a Mincha Maariv right here, probably, this afternoon. Maariv will be right at the sunset, right? I mean, tentatively.
Yeah.
Right? That's before the stars come out. Right? Stars don't come out. So we're saying it too early. What Moshe will accomplish with those brachas is he will be incorporating the Shema in the setting of Tefillah. You'll say, but it's too early for Shema. You're right. It's too early for the freestanding mitzvah derayos of Shema. I have to say it again. But the rabbinical Shema, which is an integral part of Tefillah, is the time for that, because the time for the Maariv is coming already once the sunset.
Right. But I'm saying the reverse should also be true. Namely, that if the tikkun, the takana rather, is to have Shema accompanied by brachos, then whenever you say Shema, it should be accompanied.
Good question. It's a good question. It's an excellent question. The question is raised, what will happen if a person said Shema early in shul, and he says Shema late at night? Should he have to make a bracha late at night? Hamabal won't do the trick. That's to do with sleeping. We don't say Shema. Shavarek separate bracha. Asherik yidushav mitzvah sov etzivonu likru as Shema. Say what you, that's what you want to say. Okay. You know what? Don't, not so bad. 1,000 years ago, more, Rav Amram Gaon said that way. Rav Amram Gaon said that if you do this trick, you daven Maariv early in shul, and you come to say Shema later on with this man, you got to make a bracha. Asherik yidushav mitzvah sov etzivonu likru as Shema.
And why not? That should be obvious, right?
Well, you and I don't do it. You said it last night. You said the Kuvas Hashma when you said Shmuel later.
I'm not bringing proof. I'm saying why not?
That's a very good question. So the Meiri gives an answer. Balamori gives an answer, sort of.
Ah, I was wrong.
The answer is a smart show. The answer is like this. Normally, whenever there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, Chazal and Matak and a bracha lefanei a birchas mitzvahs. A lulav, shofar, sukkah, you know, all these kinds of things. There's a bracha, right? There's a bracha. However, sometimes the Chazal instituted a different kind of a bracha because they wanted to have a setting in which the mitzvah would be found. And when they introduced that, it's possible that there was no birchas and mitzvah instituted. I'll give you an example. The Baal HaMor says, that what's the bracha on shofar? I gave shofar as an obvious example. Everyone knows you make a bracha on the Shema called shofar. Some say you make a bracha on the Tekoa shofar. Look at the Shas and see what it says. How can there be a fight? What is the Shema called shofar, which is which way we follow, or something like the Tekoa shofar? How come don't look in Shas? What's the obvious answer?
There's no bracha.
They looked in Shas, didn't find anything.
Right.
Because the Baal HaMor says there's no bracha. Not the Shema, not the Tekoa. How can that be? What's the answer? Come on, you know the answer. I gave it away. No bracha on the mitzvah. What's the answer? There are three brachas of the mitzvah. What are they called? Three. No less than three. Exactly. Malchus, Achronos, and Shofris. We don't have an extra bracha. You have three brachas. So said the Baal HaMor. We don't follow it, but the Baal HaMor's principle can be, we don't apply it there, because there, how should I say it, Shofar is too freestanding, especially we do the Shofar, the Yusha, before you get to those three things. But Krishma, what the Baal HaMor says by Shofar, we can apply to Krishma. Where's the bracha of Krishma? I never heard of it. What's the text? Asher Kishol Likru Asher Shema Al Kriya Shema. Let's look at Shas and see if we can find it. You look at Shas and find nothing. Why not? Because there is no bracha. Why no bracha? Because there are three brachas. Yotzer Har, Avar Avar, and Gol Yisrael. Or, you know, the fortnight. So once Chazal make more than one bracha as a setting for it, they will often not be metaken in a bracha around and separate, and then this is what the. Okay, this, we're not going into all the details. That's the answer, short answer to your question.
So the Baal HaMor would say that if somebody were blowing shofar outside of tefillah, then they would still not make a bracha?
That's correct. They never made a bracha. Same as we say by Krishma. We say Shema without these three brachas, we still don't make a bracha. Okay?
But from Tosa's point of view,
yeah.
The takana of Shema among brachos
right.
is a requirement not of tefillah, but of Shema.
Correct. Tosa seems to be Rosh. Tosa would seem to say that in order to fulfill this whole takana, it has to be done during Zman Krishma.
So that should be the same case in the morning, like Shabbos morning, where everybody announces Zayi.
That's a big problem. That's a major problem. Because I'll show you a Mishnah. It's a big problem, Tosa. A major problem, Tosa. The Mishnah says when they announce in Shul, it says over here on the Testament base of the Mishnah, it says, Hakorah Mikam Ve'elah. The Mishnah says if you read it Shema after 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever this Osman Krishma is, Lo Hifsid Ka'odav Hakorah Vator. You didn't lose. Like reading from Chumash, great, but you missed the mitzvah Krishma. So you did. So the Gemara explains over here on that Yudavid base towards the bottom. What do you mean, lo yafsid? What does it mean? Kavod Torah, aval mevarech u'shtayim lefaneh v'yachas le'achareh. Ribbono shel olam. If I will read the Megillah tonight, I make a bracha l'krov and I'll make the Megillah. So if I say Shema, like I do on these shuls and Shabbos, it's after this man, you can make a bracha. It's ridiculous. So what do most Rishonim answer? The difference between Al-Mikra Megillah and these brachas. These brachas are not brachas ha-mitzvah. The proof is here. Had these brachas been considered brachas ha-mitzvah, how can you say half and half the stuff is man kriyash whenever you shul on Shabbos?
Right.
Teretz is, you see from here, it's not a brachas ha-mitzvah. But once these brachas exist, they weren't metakan a brachas ha-mitzvah. But these can be said even with the mitzvah
but, came. But ask the question the other way. When,
yeah.
when you're in shul and you're starting quarter nine, you have to be yotze kriyash in the morning.
Right.
So where the brachas there?
Right. So we follow the Balamor's logic by the Balamor's logic by shofar, which we reject by shofar, we accept by Krishna. In other words, the Balamor said, if you blow shofar before this musaf, you don't make us the shema kol shofar. We don't accept that by shofar. We accept it by Krishna. If we say Shema early in the morning before this man, we will not make a bracha asher shofar so well liquor as a shmar. If Abraham Go would say yes, but we reject it.
But there is a difference though between shofar and kriya shema.
Yeah.
So it's not that inconsistent.
No, yeah, I understand that. It's not inconsistency. I mean, I was giving that as a mushal. I want to show them that they have this concept. You don't make a.
There is no concept of blowing shofar any time other than those proper times.
I understand.
And there is a concept of kriya shema even not in this month.
Right. Okay, you're right. That identical. I'm just giving you, but the mushal is good. The once Chazal and Matakin extraneous brachas for the theme of the mitzvah, they didn't impose a regular brachas on mitzvah. You'll say it sometimes without that setting. Too bad. They weren't matakan, they weren't matakan. Right? So we accepted by Shema and the Balmor said it by Shof. Good. Okay? So now the fourth and final question of Tosfos against Rashi, which is the easiest. This is really the least serious of all the questions. What's that? V'yo, the osa krishma shepesamach lamita, eila memshulam mazikin, Talmud Chacham and Tzar. Now, that's an obvious answer Rashi will give. That's talking about a guy who's having a marriage, 10 o'clock at night, why are you based Memesh? So when he says it at 2 in the morning when he goes to sleep, that's only for the Mazikin. But if a guy davened in this minion over here at 5 o'clock, whatever it is, 5 or something.
5:09.
Yeah, 5:09 and 33 seconds, that as soon as the sun sets, he's davening, he's going to have to say Shema Ba'alamita, not because of the Mazikin. Okay, this is really the least of all the questions. So we've somehow successfully been defense attorneys. To defend Rashi against all comments, against all four questions.
Do we have any other makor that would suggest that Rashi holds the first parsha as midiraisa?
As opposed to the other parshas.
Right.
You're testing me. I know all Rashi's in Shas. I don't know all Rashi's in Shas. I don't know if we need another one.
But it's makubal that that's his sheet.
Yeah,
it's based on this.
It's based on the Rashi says of the Farish defending Rashi here and now and daf. That's makubal. Okay, Rashi will only do one pause. Is that right? So now, maybe if we ever get to that. Yud Gimel.
So what did the Rashba do with the Ramban? Ramban anticipated the Rashba's position.
Right.
So now what does the Rashba do with the Ramban?
Right. Let's go back. I wasn't going to talk about it. Okay, very good. Let's go again. Back to that Yud Gimel Aman Aleph. Yud Gimel Aman Aleph, it says in the Mishnah, Hayakor b'torah v'giyaz man ha-mikra, im kiven libo yotza. So the Ramban says that im kiven libo yotza means mitzvah strichas kavanah. There's no other kind of kavanah necessary. What is it referring to? The first pasuk of Shema, and no more than that. That is Shema. Nothing else is Shema. Everything else is just tefillah. That's the Ramban's view. The Rashba rejects his Rebbe and says, no. Shema means the entirety of Shema. Since Shema means all three parshas. Since Shema means the entirety of Shema, therefore the Gemara says, Shema mina mitzvah strichas kavana. Because no other explanation can justify why all three parshas need kavana. And keep in the whole thing. The first Pasuk needs an additional kavanah. It's true, but that's not. They can't give that answer over here. That only because if that were the case, that would only refer to the first pasuk. Whereas the Stam Mishnah says "Im kivin libo" for the entirety of Shema. Because the Rashba assumes that all three parshas are called Krishma. His Rebbe the Ramban says, "Oh, my Shleimah, my Rashba, you got it all wrong. Only the first pasuk is called Shmir." And he'll say, "My Rebbe, Rabbeinu Moshe, Rabban, what are you talking about? The whole world assumes that all three parshas are called Shema. Everyone knows. Look at the sinner. He'll say so." And Rabban will say, "The sinner, that's colloquialism. We call three parshas Shema. From a strict, rigorous halachic viewpoint, Shema is only one pasuk, and therefore, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana proves there is no other kavana. And the Rashba will say, "No, Shema is all three parshas. Mitzvah Tfilas Kavanah referred to all three parshas. And don't tell me that we could have said the additional level of Kavanah, because that's only the first pasuk. We're talking about all three parshas over here. So the two machlokes go together. I repeat. If Shema is limited to one pasuk, then the fact that the Gemara resorts to Mitzvah Tfilas Kavanah and mentions no other type of Kavanah proves no other type of Kavanah exists. That's the Ramban sheet. No such thing as Kavanah L'Shem Shmitz, L'Shem Shemayim, Pirish Amilas. It's all wrong. He says explicitly, it's all wrong. But the Rashi holds that all three parashas are called Shema. It's free to say, Shema, and Amit Shemitz Kavanah is referring to the entirety of Shema. And with respect to the entirety of Shema, there is no other Kavanah required. By the way, P.S. is another kind of Kavanah, which is quite only for the first Pasuk, which requires you to know what it is, Kavanah, the words mean, Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim, but that can't be Pshat in our Mishnah. That's why it's not found over here.
So the rest of the Mishnah, according to both Ramban and Rashba, we're talking about Hefsekim, Ben or Prokim.
Right.
That's in Mitzvah and Tefillah.
Oh, so according to the Ramban, it's strange. Shema is over, Echod. Say Echod, Shema is over.
Right.
Nonetheless, the Mishnah goes on to discuss Ben or Prokim. So that's not such a tremendous question, because remember, the same issue that exists in the middle of Ahoyim Shema of Ayomer exists even in the middle of Abba Rabba. Right, Bein HaProkim is Bein Shishon L'Shnia.
So, is it between the first pasuk and Yahavta?
That's another question. That's a good question. That's a very good question. That pasuk that's not considered to be Bein HaProkim, that's considered to be Emtzah Perek. But that shouldn't phase us. The middle of Abba Rabba is also in the middle of a Perek. That'd not be a Dinda Raisa. That'd be a Din of Krishna as such. So, but it's interesting because the simple read of all Shas is that three parts of the Shema we call Shema. Look at the mission itself. Why is Shema before Yahweh Shemoa? According to Rambam, what kind of question is this? Only the first pasuk, Shema, that's why it comes first.
But the Gemara says you only mechaven in the first pasuk.
Right.
Does that suggest that? I mean,
right. So the Rabbanos say that the rest is not Shema at all. V'horaya, the Rebbe skipped it. So the others will say Rebbe skipped it. You know why he skipped it? I'll tell you the kids and immers why he skipped it. He skipped because Rebbe was like me. Rebbe was busy running around saying Shiurim. And if you're saying, I'll show you the Russians. I will end with this. Because I see I parked the end on time. Let's end with this rush. So next week we'll get to Tosfos. Now I was thinking about next week. I looked at my calendar. Next week, Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it should be on Tuesday. Because Rosh Chodesh, everybody finishes late. If it's no difference to you guys, it's just, don't you and Yonah finish late on Rosh Chodesh?
No.
They start early.
At the same time? Okay, I'm all to come.
Oh, good point. It's Tuesday.
What's Tuesday?
Probably Wednesday. Yeah.
So we have to be Wednesday. So make it Wednesday. So maybe I'll ask you if I'll start a few 5 minutes later, or maybe we'll give it till 9:05 or so next time. Okay?
Okay.
Because I know Rosh Chodesh. Today I ran out of room, but Rosh Chodesh. But let's just end with this rush. The rush is in the first parak of, excuse me, the second, beginning of the second parak of Brachos. He's wondering, what in the world went on over here? How could Rebbe get away with this? It's crazy. So the end of Siman Gimel. Vim Toma came and Divina Shikras Kula Lama Lohivs Likrosa. Tafilim Mishitarasa Umnaso. It's not Perakam of the Shabbos and Mafs Likrish. You gotta stop in the middle. How can Rebbe just ignore the rest of Shema and only just say one Pasuk? Vyesh Loma. Tahani me the Adam Shaloma Levada. Person learning himself has to stop his learning to say Shema. Avami Shaloma Torah Barabim. Ain lo lahafzik. It's an incredible din in the rush. Someone is osik b'tamat Torah is potem in amitzvus. Amazing, potem in amitzvus.
It's a great gig.
Yeah, great gig. The exception is kabbalah sol machas shemayim. So the first pasuk is kabbalah sol machas that he did, but the technical mitzvah shemayim was potem from. How do you like that? We'll stop with this.
That's
one of
the two things supposed to have kabbalah when you say shemayim.
Right. Yeah. Right. Good. Okay. Next week, let's talk about Gemaras.